Now we are most honored to welcome Christophe Deloire, who is chair of the Forum on Information and Democracy, and also secretary general of Reporters Without Borders.
Hello, everybody. Thank you so much, Marietta, for your kind words and your welcoming speech. Thank you so much, Matthias and Christophe, for organizing this event. This is like the time zero of the day zero, really the starting point. And for the starting point, I would like to make an official announcement. My speech has not been drafted by an artificial intelligence. This is really a human being in flesh and blood, which has drafted it, and really, it's a real pleasure, so really emotions, not just mathematics, that I feel. One of the key questions of the digital space of our new public square is who owns it? Will we lose democratic control over the public square, over the marketplace of ideas, opinions, and facts? Platforms, social networks, Web 2.0 entities have clearly replaced democratic institutions. They adopt the laws of the digital space in the past. Parliaments did it. They not only adopt the laws, code is law, and really the norms are now established by them. They do not only adopt the laws, they also implement them. So they have also replaced the judiciary. And sometimes with arbitrary decisions, they also decide to fund journalism, to fund media entities. So they also have replaced administrations, which in the past did fund in democratic countries, sometimes, not in all of them, but in some of them, did fund journalism based on non-discretionary decisions, but their decisions, the decisions of platforms, are discretionary. Should we accept that the public square is owned by billionaires or entities with their private interests? And their private interests are not the public interest. In the Declaration on Information and Democracy, which was published in 2018, a commission, a civil society commission composed of 25 prominent figures, said that the information and communication space is a shared public good of significant democratic value. The space. We considered that information as such maybe is not public good, since information can be commercial, information can be private, information can be covered by some legitimate secrets, sometimes illegitimate, but sometimes legitimate. But that what is really the public good that should not be owned by everybody or just controlled by anybody is the public space, the digital, the public square. And this commission also stated that access to reliable information must be protected and promoted to enable democratic participation and the exercise of freedom of opinion and expression. So this commission created a new concept, a new right, which is a right to reliable information. And that's really important in a period of explosion of communication, where for the first time in the modern history of democracies, all types of contents are in direct competition. That there are, of course, rights for speakers, but also rights for the audiences. If you manipulate me, if you disinform me, all of my rights can be in danger. So I can have a right to exercise. The question of regulation. Some people say, oh, the democratic public square has always been a jungle. The strongest wins can impose his ideas. This is not true. The real history of democracy is that in all democracies, democratic safeguards were imposed to the actors in the field. Was it through media regulation? And media regulation did exist in all democracies. or is it through self-regulation with journalistic ethics? Whatever the type, there were some virtues that we lost. The system of guarantees is like swept away in the current information and communication space. We have to find ways to impose again some safeguards. We have even, and it's not easy, to invent the law of the future. And the law of the future cannot be inspired by existing laws, by the laws of the past, because the change of paradigm is so strong that there are so many fields now where really there is no law, no existing law, even sometimes no principles or no doctrine. How do we secure, or what are the principles that should govern the responsibility of social media accounts? Should we accept that decisions that are so important for freedom of opinion and expression or the right to information are taken just by Elon Musk? That his own account can be favored by his own algorithm? Can we accept that algorithms are like ministries of truth, that they can take decisions about what is true, what is not? What should we do with private messaging systems when this information can be spread? Is that just like private messaging, like letters and envelopes, or is it something else? What about artificial intelligence? What types of principles should we impose? This is not easy, but we have to invent. And that's why Reporters Without Borders, RSF, did launch some initiatives with structural, systemic ambitions. First one, the Partnership on Information and Democracy, which has now been signed by 50 democratic governments. This is a worldwide coalition by democracies from all continents based on the declaration I quoted, which aims at imposing democratic safeguards. This is supposed to be the equivalent of the climate change process, but for the information chaos. We have an implementation body, the Forum on Information Democracy, which is civil society led, with two pillars. One, evaluation. We are currently creating the Observatory on Information and Democracy, which should be the equivalent of the IPCC. I would like to thank Florian for his amazing work as a rapporteur. And the second pillar is to make recommendations for governments. And we have already put on the table hundreds of recommendations. A new policy framework will be published on the pluralism of algorithms this afternoon. And we have annual summits. And I will just say a few words about the role that UNESCO can take. The second, very quickly, the second structural initiative is the Journalism Trust Initiative, which is a standards-based mechanism using the certification market to give again a competitive advantage to quality journalism. This is one of the key aspects of the challenges nowadays: rumors, hate speech, people who see plots everywhere, propagandists have a competitive advantage in the ecosystem. This is not good for trust, this is not good for democracy, this is not good for rights. We have to give again a competitive advantage, and this initiative, which was also negotiated in this building of the UNESCO, can clearly change again. And we need also systems for the protection of democratic information spaces. We have made very clear and concrete proposals on this. The role of UNESCO has a conclusion. The UNESCO has, of course, legitimacy, that's reach, that's a network, that teams working on the field everywhere. And clearly, there are so many countries, and the vast majority of countries, whose parliaments for the moment are a bit fascinated by the evolutions, but without any solutions. And UNESCO clearly can be a vector to help those parliaments, those civil society organizations, the governments also, to impose legitimate safeguards in the digital space. This is key for the future of the democracies, for the future of all citizens, of human beings. And thank you to Le Plus Important and Radical Exchange for organizing.
Yeah, Marielsa and Christophe, thank you so much. They are speakers, they are guests today, both in the room and online. They are colleagues. I'm so honored to be here with you today. Indeed, as Marielsa and Christophe made it crystal clear. ¶¶